Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, at 3.30 this afternoon, the 2023 All-Ireland Football Final will be kicking off in Croke Park. It's the champions Kerry meeting Dublin, who they knocked out in a tight semi-final, you might remember, last year. Jackie Hurley, good afternoon.
How are you?
So set the scene for us.
Oh, it's going to be magic, Brendan. If you thought last weekend was special with Limerick winning four in a row, I think Kerry and the Dubs just bring something special. I don't know. To me, it's one of the greatest sporting rivalries we have in Ireland.
Yeah.
And I think these teams in particular, given what we had last year with that drama with the Seanie O'Shea point, and 2019, 2015, 2011, they've just given us so many magic memories, and I think we're going to get another cracker today.
Okay, so just to give people like me who mightn't be fully kind of integrated into this, a picture of what we're looking at. We're looking at an older, more experienced Dublin team, younger, hungrier kind of Kerry team.
Yeah, that's a good way of summing it up. I think there's a big narrative out there that this is Dublin getting the band back together for one last go.
Okay.
So if you think last year they didn't have, Conor Callaghan was injured, they didn't have Stephen Cluxton, they didn't have Paul Mannion, they didn't have Jack McCaffrey. A lot of them went off travelling, they went off to kind of live their lives, do different things, and they've, a lot of them have come back. The thing is, when Dublin are bringing back players like that, these are not lads who are just, you know, jolly lads out for a day. You know, these are multiple All-Ireland winners. Like,
yeah.
Stephen Cluxton has 8 All-Ireland medals. You don't bring people like that back without a purpose. And I think Dublin have targeted this for a long time out. They wanted Kerry in the final, and they want to prove to them that they're still the big dogs. The other side of it is Kerry being the young guns. They've got the best footballer in Ireland. David Clifford, without a shadow of doubt, is going to be remembered in the pantheon of greats. He only has one All-Ireland medal at the moment. Who knows how many he could win, but even if he doesn't win multiple, he's still going to be remembered as one of the greatest players.
There,
and
there's
that's
huge
the
pressure on him, is there?
There is, and for a young man of 24 years of age, there's a lot of people already talking about him as the greatest footballer of all time, which you can imagine how heavily that might weigh on you. But he carries it all in his stride, you know, and people of Kerry have just loved the way he has taken on the captaincy. He's dealt with an awful lot this year with the death of his mother and the club run that they had with Foss, and how the whole community got around him. He's a man who can deal with the pressure, and I think that's a good thing for Kerry, because he's going to have a 10 out of 10 performance today for them to win. I think I've probably rarely seen All-Ireland champions coming into a final when they've been rated as underdogs, but that's the way they are.
Yeah,
but I'd say that's the way they might like it. You know, they're cute enough in Kerry, as you and I know.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
they might enjoy that.
So what's your prediction ultimately?
Now, to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if it was a draw.
Yeah.
We were doing up for the match last night, and Niamh McAvoy was on, the former Dublin footballer, and her and Dean Rock are getting married next Saturday. And if it's a replay, it's on next Saturday. And she said last night, if it's a replay, there'll be no wedding. We'll have to call it off for another while.
Yeah.
So I think everybody in Dublin will be sweating that there won't be a replay. But I wouldn't rule it out, because that's how close these teams are. I genuinely think there'll only be a kick of a ball between them. The other thing to be said is it's raining outside. A dirty day in Dublin, it might not suit this beautiful, expansive game that we're all hoping for, but I think it's going to be tight. Yeah.
Okay, but do you think it's going to be a cracker?
I think it's going to be an absolute cracker.
Are you back playing yourself? Yeah?
Oh, I am, yeah. I think after talking so much about it, I think I got pressured into, do you know what would be good for you? Stop talking and get out back out into the pitch. So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, chasing after wily young ones now, Brendan, is probably not my forte, but I'm trying my best, you know.
Are you on the veteran scene?
No, in fairness, I'm playing with the Crokes Intermediates, and there's girls on it who are genuinely 20 years younger than me. So you can imagine now there's only one way to take them down, and I found my way to do that too, so.
Fair play.
Yeah, less said about that now, the better, probably.
Okay, so that'll be on RTE2 this afternoon, and then coverage on here.
And then, do you know what? The biggest drama we're going to have of the day is when we pick the Sunday game team of the year tonight, because that is the most controversial part of the whole day. So I look forward to that and all the rows we're going to have later on the show.
Jackie Hurley, thanks a million for that. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.